lights, cameras. No, let's just do radio.
In a way, it's easier than, say, writing for television, because if you want to have a 80-foot dragon, you don't need to get it built. You just have to say that it's there and say it in a compelling enough way to let people make that leap with you.
John Moe is the host and head writer of Wits from American Public Media, but we'll get to him later. First, I gotta tell you about this new show called Big Fun Radio Fun Time. It's live radio with actors and sound effects and the whole works. It's recorded at Bryant Lake Bowl in Minneapolis, and, well, I'll just let Tim Wick explain.
What we're trying to do is what I try to describe as an old-timey radio show with new-timey comedy.
Wick is the artistic director for Fearless Comedy Productions, the company behind Big Fun Radio Funtime.
So we're trying to take classic radio structures and write similar kinds of scripts in a comedy kind of format.
Wick is working on an homage to the War of the Worlds for the upcoming show. It's the 75th anniversary of the original broadcast.
The shape is rising out of the pit.
Except rather than the entire world freaking out over the fact that the aliens arrived, the entire world is not at all worried about the fact that the aliens have arrived. Because, in fact, they've been through this 75 times before, and they've always gotten through it okay. You know, I try to take standard styles and play with them. And so I'll take something that inspires me and do something that strikes me funny, and hopefully it strikes other people funny, too.
And there's a colorful cast of characters. Tim Wick even has a few of his own.
The Scottish dwarf that I do is, he's a Scottish dwarf, and I think he's from outer space. He's a space dwarf, but somehow he's Scottish.
But the writers are free to build their own worlds, and they can choose any genre they want. Sci-fi, noir, fantasy, anything. It just has to be 8 to 10 minutes long, and most importantly, it has to be funny. But if there's an elephant in the room, or an 80-foot dragon in the room, it's John Moe. Except Moe isn't really a dragon or a threat at all, because dragons are scary, and Wits really isn't a threat to Big Fun Radio Fun Time.
You know, I'm sure some people love Garrison's show that aren't particularly crazy about mine, and some people would love something new that, you know, that they're not getting anywhere else.
Garrison is Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion.
We came along when there was already a very well-established and very successful music comedy variety program on, you know, being distributed by our own company.
Again, A Prairie Home Companion.
But we just started doing it and people liked it, so why not?
I mean, there was a reason that back in the days of classic radio, they had live audiences and they would fill the theater and people loved watching it. And I think it still is more visual than people realize.
There's enough news shows. Why not more sketch comedy shows?
It's a little dull around this old space station, eh? Well, don't wish for too much excitement. You just might get what you wish for. Perhaps a sudden air leak, a radiation storm, or even an attack by alien space zombies.
Just between you and me, and the rest of the world, John Moe has helped Culture Key reporters with their vocal performances in the past. He had plenty of advice to offer then, and he has plenty of advice to offer now when it comes to radio and comedy. But that doesn't mean that radio is always working for him.
Well, sure. I mean, if you're not failing, then you're playing it safe, and that's worse than sucking. I've done stuff that sucks many times.
Moe says there's a lot of stuff he writes that has about a 75% chance of being a total disaster. But if they reach that golden zone, that other 25%, they could be brilliant. And he thinks that's a risk well worth taking.
Fortunately, most of the time, I hit that 25%. I did this sketch last spring as a sort of Mad Men takeoff. And that's one that I wrote personally.
Here come the madmen, drinking booze in their hands.
Off to another day writing advertisement sayings for me, Dan Drapel. I've got my face cigarettes and my grown-up brown drink.
It was just so freaking weird that I really thought it would be a disaster, and it ended up being one of the most popular sketches we've ever done. And so, I mean, that taught me that, like, there's a real hunger by the audience to take a risk and to go somewhere new and to you know, see something that is wobbly, but it's at least different.
Tim Wick and Big Fun Radio Funtime are trying something new, by revamping something old.
I really enjoy it. I've done voice acting for several years in a few comedy radio kind of things, and I really enjoyed doing it. And so that's really what made me want to start doing it, is because there weren't a lot of opportunities out there to do that sort of thing, and I wanted to create more of them.
And Wick agrees with Mo that audience members are willing to give something new a try. But clearly, neither of them has heard Coulter Q's rendition of Sherlock Holmes before.
Very good. Very good indeed. If those things were only true now, I'd be wonderfully impressed. It would be absolutely remarkable.
For Coulter Q, I'm Mitch Skinner.